What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Monday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. We are being brought to you by our friends at omahasteaks.com/juice. Subscriptions available there. 10% off your first purchase. Burgers for life when you get a subscription and that 100% money back guarantee as well at omahasteaks.com/juice. All right. Boy, was yesterday important. 6 units. We won 6 units yesterday. For those of you who are in the comment section and talking about the fact that I don't explain bets or I'm making excuses, I told you about being in the Discord channel. We took advantage yesterday. All right. We got out of the Tennessee future. We were on Purdue. We were flat there. We won 4 units on the NC State play. Some of you guys didn't hedge and you won 7. Some of you guys bet a full unit and you won 14 units yesterday. All right. So these are all the things to keep in mind as we go through the next couple of weeks. All right. So look, historically in 2024, I'm still down about 3 units. Okay. That's okay. We'll make it back. Not a big deal. Big week, winning week. Big bounce back spot yesterday. Both NBA bets correct. Spurs +8.5. That covered. We had the over in the Denver game. That got there easily. All right. So 2 good plays in the NBA that we got. I got a couple of more NBA bets for us here coming up today. But these are the ups and the downs. All right. If you can't handle it, don't play. All right. So overall, if you look at the full magnitude of the future wagers that we took, if you hedged, you won 4 units, you lost 5. So it was down 1. That's okay. All right. I said we weren't going to lose money. We did lose 1 unit on the full experiment, but we got out of the Tennessee one. Actually, no, that's wrong. No. We were flat because we got out of the Tennessee one. So no, that's not true. So it's flat 4-4. Nope. We were good. We didn't lose any money. So we were flat on the experiment. Didn't make money. Didn't lose money. Some of you were busy with Easter. I got a bunch of DMs of like, I couldn't hedge. I was tied up. I wasn't watching. I came home and I saw my account and I went, oh my gosh, I won 7 units or I won 14 units. So that's great. If you took the NC State future, bam, you're right there. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a decent shot. We're going to take the NC State future at 18-1 to win the national championship. Okay. Haven't done it yet. There's no real need to do it just yet. It's not going to go down. It's only going to go up. So let's see how it plays out. Let's see how much money comes in on UConn. Everyone is on UConn. Everyone's on Purdue. All right. Alabama plus the points, NC State plus the points. Going to be hard for me to get off that. All right. NC State 18-1, NC State plus the points, Alabama plus the points. I mean, I don't know. The dogs are going to be disrespected in the market. I'll tell you that right now, heading into the Final Four. But we have some time, so we don't need to make that play just about yet. We could wait to see how the week plays out, how the market responds, any injury news, whatever we need to get ourselves into, guys getting sick and whatnot. So, but I'm just telegraphing ahead of time what I'm going to be on here for the Final Four coming up. But that was so needed. And a couple of you sent me DMs going, you were the villain yesterday and you're the hero today. That is what comes with this podcast. I understand that. Okay. When people are angry about losing, I'm the guy that you DM and yell at. All right. When I win, all of a sudden it's Pied Piper, Matt, let's go. We're following you to the ends of the earth. It's okay. I get that. That's what this is, but winning 6 units in one day was incredibly needed. So that was a nice, nice end of the week, a nice bounce back for us there. And congrats to NC State. Got that right. We played off that 14-1. That was tremendous. I know a bunch of you, though, that hedged as well as I. And so we ended up winning 4 units. We hedged 3 units on Duke. And it didn't. I mean, Duke just got boat raced at the end of that game. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe that happened. I mean, Duke was right there about 10 minutes to play. We hedged it when it was, on the way down. But it got to be like major plus money on Duke, like shocking major money on plus money on Duke. So I couldn't hold my water. I should have waited even longer and gotten plus money out of it. And then it could have been even an easier bet, but we only bet 3 units. We were going to bet 3 to win 2. That's what happened. We won 7, lost 3, came out with 4. 2 bets in the NBA, 2 units there, 6 unit day. Good, good stuff. Before we get to the picks today, and I got a bunch of picks in a bunch of different sports, I always want to remind you guys about what's going on here for us with the Discord channel at bettingpros.com/chat. And for us with a variety of things that are going to happen, I'll give you an update. I was trying to update you there a little bit on the standings as to what we've been doing here. You know, how we've been rolling, but I forgot to put the graphic up there. So I apologize for that. It just went black, but we'll get to that tomorrow on the podcast. All right, let's get to two NBA plays, one baseball play, one hockey play, and then I want to watch the Cubs number. Okay. The Cubs have this guy from Japan pitching who did not have a good spring training, but making his debut on opening day for Chicago. There's something to look at there with that. And there may be an opportunity to kind of jump in with the Cubs who are taking on the Rockies. We're going to fade the Rockies a lot. So the Rockies just were in Arizona. Now they're flying to Chicago, playing a day game against the Cubs. We'll see where the wind's blowing. Chicago's a 2-1 or -200 favorite at the moment, but watch the Cubs game. I may have an ad on the Cubs and the Rockies game later on today. I'll tell you about it in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. But I'm taking the Red Sox on the run line against the A's. I watched the last three innings of the A's and the Guardians. It was 3-0. We told you about the starting pitcher yesterday for the A's and how he was probably going to be pretty good. And it was like, okay, he's, you know, they got a couple of pitchers on that roster for the A's that I think you have to be careful of fading the A's just because they're not as horrific as some of the other guys. But their bullpen is not that good. Okay. Their bullpen came in, gave up 3 earned runs. Game goes to extra innings. I mean, should have been 1 in the top of the 9th. I mean, Cleveland just completely choked that game away. It was actually kind of stunning to watch how badly Cleveland botched, but they were given a 1st and 3rd and nobody out in the top of the 9th inning because the second baseman let the ball go through his legs in a horrific, horrific play. And then the pitcher, Jimenez, the reliever, threw the ball into second base because he thought the shortstop was going to cover on a pickoff play and nobody was home. Like, it was ridiculous. Like it was bad news bears type stuff for the Oakland A's. So Oakland won their first game of the year yesterday, beating Cleveland 4-3 in extra innings. Blackburn, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned runs. He was great. Carrasco was okay. 5 innings, 3 earned runs. But now we have the Red Sox coming in and the Red Sox are 2-2. They're pitching extremely well. Starters have an ERA under 2 so far this year for Boston. And look, you may go, Matt, it's really early. I completely agree. But the Red Sox have scored 5 runs yesterday. They won 5-1. They won 6-4, scoring 6 runs. In the games they lost, it was 1-0 and 4-3 that they lost. But they still scored 3 runs in that Mariners game that they lost. The A's offense is okay, but I like the way Boston's playing. It's big plus money at plus 120. And Tanner Houck's been pretty good for the Red Sox. Right-handed pitcher coming in. Joe Boyle is going. A guy that has, put it this way, Joe Boyle doesn't even have a picture of him up on ESPN.com. That's how little we know about Joe Boyle going for the Oakland A's here. He's mostly likely going to be, I don't know, a guy that they think they can roll with a little bit. The last time he started was in September. He was an early call-up. He's 24 years old. Red Sox on the run line. I'm taking Boston to keep the train running here. A's are awful. Who the hell is going to be there today? I mean, yesterday, nobody was there. Again, I don't think anyone's going to be there either today for this game, but it is a night game at least. Red Sox fans will be in the building. There'll be more Red Sox fans than A's fans there, guaranteed. Boston, 6:40 Pacific time start, 9:40 Eastern time start for this one. Red Sox on the run line, plus money. We're taking 1 unit on Boston run line, plus 120 up against the A's. All right, to basketball. Speaking of Boston, Celtics are on the road taking on the Charlotte Hornets. Boston, the total of this game is 216.5. It's coming down. You may get a better price than me on this, but Boston is 20-19 to the over, 7-3 to the over their last 10, 4-1 to the over their last 5. Charlotte is 4-1 to the over their last 5. Charlotte, including 5 over the last 6, their last game against the Clippers, they gave up 130 points to the Clippers. And the game went over by 32 points. We've got the Celtics coming off of an underperformance against New Orleans, where they won the game 104-92, went under by 27.5 points. But the previous five games in the previous seven of eight all went over. 228.5 against Atlanta on the road, 225 against Atlanta. Both those games went way over. Against Chicago on the road, 219.5, over by 17.5 points. And Detroit, 224, it went over by 7. Milwaukee at home went over by 16. Washington on the road went over by 7.5. So the only game so far of the last six on the road for Boston to stay under was last game against New Orleans. It's a good bounce back spot for the Celtics here to score offensively and put up a team against a team with Charlotte who simply does not do very much defensively. Let's be frank and call a spade here in terms of what Charlotte is. They don't score a ton, but they give up a lot of points. And I think Boston will be looking to take advantage here and score a bunch. Boston on the year is averaging 120 points per game. Charlotte's giving up over 116, 117 points per game. Boston gives up about 110. We're going over 216.5 Boston and Charlotte for 1.1 units. And the second NBA play, Phoenix at New Orleans. We're going to watch this Western Conference race. Okay. We just took the Spurs plus 8.5 up against the Golden State Warriors. Now the Warriors won, the Rockets lost. So there's a 2-game lead now on this. Okay. Golden State is 40-34. Rockets are 38-36. Something to keep an eye on here. But the Suns are taking on the Pelicans. Pelicans are 2 games up. They're 45-29 for the sixth seed. That's out of the play-in. That's huge. Phoenix, 43-31. They are tied with the Kings for the seventh and the eighth seed here. Both those teams trying to get out of the play-in into the main tournament, into the main bracket. The top six teams don't play in the play-in tournament. This is a really big game. Number opened up with the Pelicans catching a point. It's now pick 'em. I think New Orleans wins this game outright. Now, New Orleans at home is 20-16 ATS. Phoenix on the road is 16-20-1 ATS. At home, both these teams come in losing 2 of 3. Oklahoma City on the road lost by 25 points in the last game for the Suns. They got killed. They beat Denver by 7, though, which is pretty impressive, but they lost to San Antonio by 2 on the road. Previous game beat them by 25. So it's feast, famine, feast, famine. This would be a feast time, hypothetically, for the Suns, but losing them by 12 against Boston. They beat Milwaukee by 7. The Pelicans did. They lost Oklahoma City by 7. They beat Detroit by 13. Again, same type of thing. Feast, famine here for the Pelicans. They're at home. They got to protect home court here. I'm taking the Pelicans. New Orleans, pick them to win the game. Minus 110. Win it by anything. Pelicans just to win the game on the money line here at minus 110 for 1.1 units. And finally, I got a hockey play for you guys. The LA Kings and the Winnipeg Jets. Brossoit's in net confirmed for Winnipeg. He's been really, really good in net. 4 straight games to a first period under for the Winnipeg Jets. And we have Cam Talbot in net for the Kings. Expected he should start. Kings are pretty good when Talbot's in net, and he's really good to a first period under as well. Winnipeg is not scoring. I mean, they're in deep trouble right now. They got to get together and get their act together. They're losing games like absolute craziness right now, and they can't afford to keep on losing, but they can't score. Part of the problem is, I mean, they've lost 5. How many games have they lost in a row? Let's see. Winnipeg has now lost 6 games in a row. They've scored 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, and 2 goals in these games. They're not scoring, and they're not scoring in the first period either. Okay. They just don't score very much in the first period, but Brossoit hopefully won't give up many goals here to the Kings. We'll get out of the first period. It's minus 115. Let's jump back in with a hockey play under in the first period, minus 115, Winnipeg and the LA Kings. All right. We're going to watch that Cubs number, see where it goes, or maybe another bet will come out of you here for that. But Boston, Charlotte, over 216.5. Pelicans on a pick 'em. Red Sox run line against the A's at plus 120. Kings and the Jets, 1.5 under, minus 115 on that. And we'll watch the Cubs. The dog's barking again. I apologize. I don't know. It's just one of those things. He gets all pissed off and barks. I apologize. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.